You're listening to the John C. Scott Political Forum. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
So where are you off to, Fester?
Gee, Gomez, I'm low on gunpowder and light bulbs.
Okay, but remember, don't use the cigarette lighter to charge your...
Oh, dear. The repairs will cost us an arm and a leg.
Well, I'll go out back and dig up a few arms and legs.
Ah, here we are, Bones. Bloodsucker Auto Repair. Excuse me, I left my hearse off here for an oil change.
Hey, Drac, here's the bill.
$3,000 for an oil transfusion? Oh, my. There's a pain in my chest.
Master, it's the stake they just drove through your heart.
Taking your car or truck to an auto repair shop shouldn't be scary or your worst nightmare. When you take your car to Perfection Auto Works, you will be tranquil with our free 26-point inspection, our quality parts, and our service, 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture.
To the John C. Scott Political Forum. John C. Scott is hosting one of the longest-running political talk shows in Arizona. This is the John C. Scott Political Forum on KVOI AM 1030, The Voice. And now, John C. Scott.
Thank you. Good afternoon. 32 years of continuous political talk in Arizona. Thanks so much for being with us. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. We lead our show with Matt Klink, who has more than three decades of experience working on complex, controversial, and high-profile issues for public and private sector clients, as well as candidates for elective office. He is one of the most respected strategists for the GOP, one of the most well-known GOP consultants. So let's begin where we started some 10 months ago, a long, long time ago, talking about the midterms and their importance to America's democracy and indeed to our future. Here's Matt Klink. Hi, Matt.
Hey, John. Happy Saturday.
All right. We've been through this for 10 long months. A closing argument from Matt Klink on Tuesday's election, which is just hours away. What will happen on Tuesday?
John, we've come full circle. We're back to a full-on red wave. The political environment has shifted dramatically against the Democrats over the past 3 weeks. Joe Biden's weak close about protecting democracy is nothing but thinly veiled partisanship that is grossly overweighed by inflation, rising prices, rising crime. And it's going to be an ugly, ugly Tuesday for a Democrat.
Let's talk about the final four, and we're talking about Nevada, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Is that a clean four, final four sweep of the GOP for the U.S. Senate?
You know, that if that does happen, it's going to be red tsunami. Look, I think that John Fetterman knew that he couldn't really debate, but he couldn't get out of it. But he did not distinguish himself when he debated Dr. Oz in late October. And I think that in spite of the fact that Dr. Oz is not popular, John Fetterman is just physically not able to do the job. In terms of Georgia, don't be surprised if Georgia goes to a runoff. Because if you don't top 50%, then you're required to go to a runoff. Neither candidate is what I would consider to be a great candidate. The only saving grace for Herschel Walker is that Brian Kemp is absolutely destroying Stacey Abrams, and hopefully his coattails will be enough to pull Herschel Walker across the finish line with barely over 50%. Nevada, I think that Senator, we will be calling Paul Laxalt Senator because Catherine Cortez Masto has run a bad campaign. And then the saving the best for last. Look, I think that the reality of that is that it's still Senator Kelly's race to lose. I think that it's closer than expected, in part because Carrie Lake has run a good campaign. And I think that Blake Masters has been able to tie Senator Kelly to Joe Biden, who was not particularly popular in Arizona. So I say the Republicans will probably win 3 of 4.
All right, but you take Arizona and you take these top races across the state, and we're talking about governor, secretary of state, attorney general, and, of course, the U.S. Senate. There is a chance that all four of those could be held in the state of Arizona by election deniers, Trump-supported candidates, not only turning Arizona from a shade of purple, but to a scarlet red, a bright scarlet red. Blinking, I might add. That would be incredible.
It's not really incredible when you think about it. Look, the economy is a mess. Prices are rising. People can talk about alleged election deniers or actual election deniers, but then every day they go and fill up their car or go to the market, and it's costing them more to buy lunch for their kids or put food on their table. And it's people vote their self-interest. Voting is a selfish act. And I think that, you know, inflation, as much as Joe Biden wants to poo-poo it, he's really messed up this country and the economics of this country. And we're going to struggle to recover for quite a while, all in the name of his radical green agenda that is going to make America weaker in the long run.
All right. I keep hearing this over and over again of how the Democrats have screwed everything up. Tell me what the Republicans would do to change this inflation. Tell me what Republicans would do to change the price of oil, to change the price of gas, to change the price of groceries. What would any party do, let alone the GOP, do that has not been done by the Biden administration?
Well, let's see. Let's start with the first day in office when you canceled the pipeline and then canceled offshore leases. And then, you know, so that's a start. So you decrease domestic production and then you claim that, you know, we need to pump more oil. So, I mean, look, there is a schizophrenia in the Democratic Party with relation to fossil fuels, that America's economy is still tied to fossil fuels. And as much as the Greens and radicals like John Kerry claim, we will be reliant on fossil fuels for a long time. So that's one. The second is you don't pass a so-called Inflation Reduction Act, which, by the way, according to the Wharton School of Business, had a de minimis effect, meaning no effect in reducing inflation, but did pump more money into the economy, which, ironically enough, spurred greater inflation. So those are two things right off the bat that would make a big difference. So, I mean, look, there will be the reality is, John, is that this is a referendum on the Biden agenda. And the Biden agenda and the Democrats, because they control everything, they have failed. And they're going to get punished by the voters across the United States.
We're talking with Matt Kling, GOP strategist, who is featured regularly on Channel 5 in Los Angeles, one of the more powerful television stations in all of America in a 12 million market, KTLA. Let me ask you about polling and why we do not have the faith in polling we used to have and perhaps should not have.
Well, look, the polling industry has radically changed. And I will tell you, though, that the private polling that we use for political campaigns is significantly more accurate than the stuff that is in the newspapers, because our sample sizes and the way that we ask questions are significantly more rigorous. The problem with the public-facing polls is that many of them are ideologically driven. So, you know, you have in a number of cases, Republicans, one, either don't answer their phones, or two, they mislead the pollsters on purpose, which is never a good thing. And because of the survey size and the survey methodology that and the databases that a lot of these big publications use, They oversample Democrats. They oversample people who aren't likely to vote. So you get a misleading poll result. So, you know, I mean, there is a reason. I mean, look, it's generally the case that Republicans are undersampled. So in races that are 1 or 2 points in either direction, that's probably indicative of a Republican lead in that race in most states. There are some states where Democrats underperform at polls, but by and large, it's Republicans that underperform at polls. So if you're Fetterman in Pennsylvania, if you're Kelly in Arizona, if you're Cortez Masto in Nevada, you're really, really worried that even a close race is really a Republican edge, and all the momentum is on the Republican side right now.
We know that Trump's name is not on the ballot, but it is indeed the future of Donald Trump. Worried to sweep Arizona's four races that I talked about, governor, secretary of state, attorney general, and, of course, the U.S. Senate seat, as well as other races down the ballot. He's a hero to the Republican Party. If he does not win these races and would lose them all, possible, not probable. There's a great distance between probable and possible. I understand that. But the truth of the matter is, he could fall mightily were he to lose all these races. How much is at stake for Donald Trump on Tuesday?
You know, it depends. It's tough to make a nationwide estimation because Donald Trump has been successful in some places and he's not been successful in others. I mean, he can claim credit for pushing J.D. Vance across the finish line in Ohio. Certainly, as you mentioned, in Arizona, but he's taken less of an aggressive role in Nevada, certainly taken a less aggressive role in Georgia. And I think that even, you know, and Brian Kemp, the current governor, he's no fan of Donald Trump, but Brian Kemp has run such a strong campaign that he will pull Herschel Walker up, and I believe over Raphael Warnock. The question is whether Herschel Walker can get 50%. So I think Donald Trump will find some things that he can take a lot of pride in, but he's also probably going to lose some. I mean, look, the gentleman, his name is, I think it's Masterson in Pennsylvania, who's running for governor. No, that's not the right name. The gentleman who's running for governor as a Republican in Pennsylvania, he's going to get his clock cleaned by the Democrat lieutenant governor. And he's a Trump-backed candidate, which is, you know, that will be a big loss because there were other candidates that were more viable. So, again, Trump's record will be mixed, and Trump haters will say that this is an example of Trump leading the party into a dead-end street, and Trump supporters will say it shows the power of Donald Trump. The reality is somewhere in between.
Well, as you take a look at the races, there's a lot at stake here, and there's no question that we're going to go through some real turbulence if Republicans take the House and the Senate, because there seems to be a revenge factor among the rhetoric of the GOP that we're going to pay the Democrats back for all of the things they did to us. And
can you
that's
blame
coming.
Them?
Well, but how is that good for me? How is that good for America? How is that good for democracy? And why isn't that just crap?
Well, because, John, we're going to see exactly the influence of Hunter Biden and the laptop and the millions or hundreds of millions of dollars that the Biden family has received from probably some pretty nefarious regimes around the world. We're going to get Adam Schiff kicked off the Intelligence Committee, as well as Eric Swalwell. We'll get him kicked off the Intelligence Committee. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see at least 2 members of the Biden cabinet, maybe Joe Biden himself, impeached by the House.
For God's sake, really? We're going to go through that, too, as well?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely.
Why is that good for me? I'll ask you that one more time. Why is that good for me?
Well, it's good for you in Arizona because the open borders in Arizona and Alexander Mayorkas claiming that the border is closed, he won't be able to say that anymore. So I think that that's good, and it will call attention, further attention, to Biden's border policies that have allowed 4 million people illegally to enter this country, which is not good for the health of America. It's not good for proponents of legal immigration, and I consider myself one of those. And it's not good for ultimately this country in the long run, because we now have 4 million more people hiding in the shadows.
Well, Trump couldn't stop illegal immigration. Trump could not stop it. Biden can't stop it. Nobody can stop it.
He stopped it a lot more than Joe Biden.
They still came by the thousands. By the thousands they came.
Not by the millions. 4 million people in 2 years.
You're counting people twice. You know, you're counting interrogation, and then you're counting illegal immigration as well. Yeah,
catch
you are.
And release.
Yeah. You're doubling the number.
No way.
Well,
4 million people. It's 2 million people this year alone.
All right, here's the point that I'm trying to make, and that is if we continue this kind of aggressive hate of each other and this kind of divisive politics that we have found in America for literally the last at least 5-6 years, we're going to destroy ourselves by our own action, our own words. We empower people to do terrible things, as happened to Mr. Pelosi's livelihood in San Francisco. We have empowered people to do horrible things to each other by our rhetoric. And that has to stop. And are you telling me a Republican administration is going to stop that, which it must do or should do, as well as Democrats should do and must do as they continue to rule, if they do? Why must we live in this kind of terrible time of hating each other? Why should we do that?
John, I think that the Republican Party and the Democratic Party are capable of doing both. But I do find it rather interesting that 2 years after Joe Biden said that he would be a uniter, and he has done anything but that as president of the United States, that now there's going to be a call to kumbaya and get along. You've had Republicans excluded from key votes. You've had, you know, the opportunity for compromise that was purposefully ignored by the White House. You had Joe Biden today say that's his goal to end coal in the United States, which I'm sure the voters in Pennsylvania and Ohio, not to mention West Virginia, will find extremely interesting from what who has turned out to be a radical president. So, look, I do think that there will be some opportunity if Joe Biden chooses to move toward the middle, like Bill Clinton did in 1995, we could get a lot done. But if Joe Biden continues to rule from his crazy left-wing perch, I think that he's going to encounter a ton of Republican resistance, and it's going to set the Republicans up for a very, very successful 2024, when, don't forget, the Democrats have to defend 23 U.S. Senate seats to the Republicans 10. So it's going to get a heck of a lot worse before it gets better for the Democrats. That is, if Biden is even capable of running in 2024.
We're talking with Matt Klink, one of the most respected GOP strategists in America. Matt, a quick break and closing arguments from you. Just a final 3-minute closing argument for Tuesday from Matt Klink after these messages.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Together, they brought a bit of France to the heart of Tucson. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery at Prince and Campbell have become a gathering place for Tucsonans who love great bread and wonderful food. The bread and the pastries of La Baguette Bakery have become a Tucson favorite, and Guigny's French Cafe offers casual atmosphere, delightful French cuisine, and moderate prices. Dine in or dine out, Guigny's is just perfect for breakfast and lunch, offering specialty coffees, lattes, French wines, cocktails, imported beer, and a touch of France. Guigny's French Cafe and La Baguette Bakery in the Safeway Center at Prince and Campbell have now become Tucson's destination to dine in or to take out.
If there ever was a time to get active in local politics, it's right now. This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson. I'm calling on you to activate yourself by joining us and helping to elect Democrats. Just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson and click on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Don't miss this chance to make a difference. Activate yourself today. with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. With me is Matt Klink, GOP consultant out of Los Angeles. You got 90 seconds to convince me that the pollsters, who almost across the board say it's a toss-up, not a Republican win, that you have a Republican win in your pocket and you're ready to predict it for Tuesday. So 90 seconds of closing argument, Matt Klink. 90 seconds.
The simplest argument, John, is are you better off as a family than you were 2 years ago? Across all 50 states in the union, the answer is no. And the reason for that is simple. It's because the Democratic Party, led by Joe Biden, and the Democrats who control both houses of Congress have failed. They have made energy more expensive across the board. They have made the food that you buy more expensive. Crime has skyrocketed. Homelessness is an epidemic across this country. The only way to enact that fundamental change is to provide divided government in Washington, D.C., and those pocketbook issues and the community issues that everybody knows are on the wrong track will be at least, there will be a ray of sunshine come November 8th. And it's going to be a very successful November 8th for the Republican Party. I would say it will be a red wave, not a red tsunami, but the Republicans will have a big advantage in the House of Representatives and probably a two-seat advantage in the United States Senate.
Matt Klink, thanks so much for being with us. Good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Let's talk after the election, John. Thank you.
Indeed we will. Matt Klink, GOP consultant in Los Angeles, one of the more respected consultants across the country. We'll have another side of the coin, the Democratic point of view, from Don Jorgensen, former chair of the Democratic Party. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum.
Radio advertising busts through clutter and reaches your customers with immediacy.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Tell a creative story with intimacy and emotion to sell your products and services directly to your customer.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Your radio commercial puts you front and center in the listener's attention span.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Ackerley Advertising has over 5 decades of radio advertising experience. Stir emotion, create demand, and grow your business with radio.
Contact Ackerley Advertising.
Hey, look what just pulled up.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm Herman Munster. That souped-up car out there is just like me. It has parts from all around the world. can you fix it? I must admit, that's quick, friendly service. He didn't waste any time getting right on the job.
Hi, this is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works. Don't let your car be a monster and leave you stranded. When it comes down to auto maintenance, we won't scare you into unnecessary auto or truck repairs. Just a free inspection, a free estimate, and the facts. And you make the right decision. Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650. Or perfectionautoworks.com.
From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. Don Jorgensen is the former chair of the Democratic Party in Pima County. He's with us now to talk about the midterms, just hours away. Well, Don, to listen to Matt Klink, other GOP consultants, and I guess soothsayers, we don't even have to vote. It's all decided. The Republicans sweep everything, and it's one-party rule. God save the world here. Your opinion, what's wrong with that idea that the Republicans have it all wrapped up?
Well, what's wrong with that idea is it's the same old song from the Republican Party, because they have nothing to offer. So all you heard from him, as we've heard from Republicans, is promoting fear and anger and lies. You know, they come out with their greatest hits, demonizing on the border, demonizing on crime. They got one right, but they got the facts wrong on inflation and the economy. And I think voters aren't fooled about that. They care about the economy, but when they look at which party is actually doing something about it, there's only one answer, and that's the Democrats. Republicans have blocked every bill that Democrats have put out in the past year fighting inflation. They have attacked every bill that fortunately the Democrats have passed to do good things to help the wallets and the pocketbooks of the American families, like providing cheaper prescription drugs, for just for one example, let alone bringing the price of gas down, which, by the way, in the past several weeks has come down by an average of $1.22 a gallon over the past 4 months. And so Democrats are the only ones trying to and successfully attacking inflation, while Republicans just point fingers at it and whine and complain. They have nothing new to offer. And if voters are paying attention, hopefully they're seeing that. And when we look at Arizona, in the state of Arizona, who's been in charge for the past 20 years? Republicans. So in Arizona, you might ask legitimately, are you better off than you were 2 years ago? And the answer might be no, because of who's been in charge. If you look nationally, the answer could be, yes, you're better off, because 2 years ago, think about when that was. That was late 2020, and we were trying to recover, or still in the midst of the catastrophic response or failure of the Republicans to deal with COVID and the pandemic, when unemployment was over 9% and the economy was in the garbage. I'm trying to be polite here. And where are we now? Unemployment's under 4%. Hispanic employment rate has doubled. Wages are way up. Yes, inflation comes with that, as it does with any kind of quick recovery, in part due to the war, in part due to supply chain issues. But all that is easing because of the actions that Joe Biden and the Democrats have taken. And I hope the voters are smart enough and look past all the crazy ads to realize that, John.
Well, you take a look at COVID-19, a major catastrophe faced the world. Millions died. Maybe unless it was some member of your family, you're not so much aware of the catastrophic devastation and the numbers of deaths all across this globe. Millions, not hundreds, not thousands, millions died from COVID-19. It cost a fortune to send these vaccines not only across the world, but across the United States. I took every vaccine, never paid a dime for it. I am protected by that vaccine because somebody paid a vaccine price for me to have one. And we are able to conquer this terrible catastrophe that was upon us, and it cost money. And of course, if you spend money to do something like that, to save millions of lives, it's going to be a price to pay for it. That's what we're paying for it. It doesn't come for free. Nothing comes for free. You know, it just strikes me as bizarre that we have such a short-term memory and such a convenient one, as do Republicans, as to what's gone on in these very difficult times for Americans over the last 5 years.
Well, that's right. And that's the shame of it, is there is such a short attention span. And I'm not even going to blame voters for that, because you're hit with 24-hour media, the media, and we're not just talking about TV news or cable news. You've got everything on the internet bombarding everyone 24 hours a day with information, disinformation, misinformation. Even the legitimate groups are looking to keep your eyeballs there. And so they can't talk about the same stories, nor can they do they want to continue talking about what's good, because that doesn't incite strong emotion like fear does. And that's a lot of what's happening. But you're right. We think back 3 months when Roe v. Wade was overturned. And I think people had no doubt that there'd be a blue wave now. But that was just 3 months ago. And folks have turned their attention away, and this is the danger here, John. They've turned their attention away to issues that are temporary, because inflation is starting to slow and go back down. Steps are being taken. The economy is still strong. However, women losing their rights under the Constitution, that's not going away. And it will never go away if Republicans are elected. In fact, it's likely that more rights will be taken away from Americans if Republicans get into power. They have said that. And they have said clearly the threat to seniors is greater if they regain power, and definitely looking to end Social Security and Medicare as we know it. We're even in Arizona. You've heard from Crazy Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham, who want to overturn elections if they don't like them, or control who counts the votes and how that happens. Those are not temporary fluctuations that are normal in democracy. Those are serious threats to our nation and our state.
Well, I'll tell you, I've never known four more less qualified, actually less qualified candidates than the ones running for governor, secretary of state, attorney general, and of course for the U.S. Senate. The Republicans could not have nominated a group that was dumber or less qualified, even if they tried, and I think they did. The simple truth of the matter is, just because you can read something off a teleprompter doesn't make you smart. I anchored television news in this town 20 years, didn't make me smart. It just made me have the ability to read off a teleprompter. That didn't make me smart. Doesn't make Carrie Lake smart. And she's not. And you get into a situation where you then turn that over to Fincham, who obviously is a liar, a thief, and probably an insurrectionist, to go along with all the other disqualifying attributes of Fincham as Secretary of State. You want to give him the power to decide who votes and who doesn't in Arizona? Are you crazy? Are you nuts? I mean, you just can't do that. And Blake Masters, really? Come on. Against a war hero like Mark Kelly and a great American astronaut and a decent, honorable man that obviously cares a great deal about Arizona. I mean, how do you even compare these two without a reality check? It makes me crazy to think that these four, perhaps even five, Trump-supported candidates can rule Arizona. It's time to look for real estate ads in the Falkland News. Go ahead.
You know, the question that I find myself asking, and the answer is out there, asking it to the Republicans, but I want to ask it to voters, is does character count anymore?
No.
You know, it used to count. We used to have great Republicans, and I say great even though I disagreed with them politically often. I think of folks like Jim Colby, and you know many of them. That's just one of several. John McCain. These were people of character. Even if you disagreed, you could have civil discussions. You could actually engage in trying to figure out what's best for citizens. Character doesn't count anymore with the Republicans. All that counts for them is power. They don't care how dumb, how corrupt, how just crazy and dangerous people like Herschel Walker is, for example, as long as they vote the way Mitch McConnell tells them to vote. Character doesn't count anymore. And you mentioned in Arizona, and I think people have seen that plainly with Lake and Fincham, Siskamani telling lie after lie on the ads, attacking Kirsten Engel. You know, all these folks. And then nationally, you look at folks like Dr. Oz and Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, what happened to taking pride in the people that you choose to represent you and sending the folks who are best equipped to make the best decisions? That's what's lost. And the one thing I'm proud of is you look at the lineup of Democrats this year, particularly in Arizona. I've known Katie Hobbs for years. I've never met a more honorable person. Not perfect, but she admits her mistakes and she learns from them. But she's very bright. She always is working to find the best for Arizona. You look at folks, as you mentioned, like Mark Kelly, a man who has earned respect worldwide. Kirsten Engel has worked to better lives dealing with water issues and women's issues across the board. I mean, these are people that I'm proud to stand with as a fellow Democrat. I'm not sure. I know Republicans can't say that. And if they do say that, then the country's in bigger trouble than I thought.
Well, you just can't put up for people like this, you know, to run the state of Arizona. I think I'm not sure what would happen to Arizona if those four were elected, and it's possible. I really don't know, but it's not going to be good. I can tell you that right now.
Economically, it'll be a problem because businesses won't come here.
And, well, try the Super Bowl, too. You know,
there you go.
So, you know, I mean, Fincham is just absolutely a lunatic. There's no question about that. And probably a criminal as well. And you know, Lake's just not qualified for this job just because she reads a teleprompter. She's just not qualified. at least Katie Hobbs has had these years as Secretary of State as the really Lieutenant Governor of the state of Arizona, well prepared to be governor if she needed to be, and well prepared to be governor now on Tuesday. So, I mean, you take a look across the board. Who are the candidates? What do they stand for? Who are they? And what do they mean to Arizona? And you make a clear choice as to who's qualified and who is not. I fear for Tuesday. I really do. I don't know whether you can believe polling or not. I don't think it has the credibility it used to have at all. I think we're all just guessing about who's going to vote and how they're going to vote. And cell phones have made a huge difference. When you used to be able to get people on a landline, you knew who they were, you could talk to them. But cell phones have changed all of the polling in America. And I don't think it's reliable. We found that out in the last two elections, 2 years ago, 4 years ago. We're going to find it out on Tuesday of how unreliable they are. Could go either way. But these are toss-up races. The Republicans who are claiming victory and an overwhelming red tide that's going to come in, a tsunami that they were using in the spring and then didn't use it at all during the summer, now are using it all over again, I think are just, it's just guesswork. That's my opinion.
Well, absolutely. Even just looking at the Senate, you have five Republican seats that are contested. You have four Democratic seats that are contested. And I think there's one that's very shaky on each side. The Democrats, we've held the seat in Nevada with Cortez Mastro. Right now, her opponent is leading, again, in these unreliable polls, but he's leading. But on the other side, we have Pennsylvania, where John Fetterman is leading, you know, Dr. Oz, the New Jerseyite, and that would be flipping the seat there. So I would not be surprised if the Senate stays where it is. I am concerned about the House in D.C. because of typical midterm flip-flops, and because of the extreme gerrymandering that's taken place in different states that favor Republicans. We're seeing that in this state, where, again, the Sisgamani-Engel race has been affected more by the obscene, inappropriate, and corrupt influence of the Republicans on the redistricting committee that made last-minute changes to favor Republican votes there. I'm concerned about that race. In Arizona, you know, the key is that we can ignore the polls because turnout's the key, and we know that. And the Republicans, because they have higher registration numbers, the Democrats are going to need to capture pretty much 60% of the independent vote to win in Arizona.
Well, I'm going to watch that.
That's the challenge.
Indeed it is. Don Jorgensen, thanks for being with us. We'll follow it on Tuesday and talk to you next week and see where we are then. And we may be
all
on
right.
A bus.
Thank you, John.
All right, thanks for talking with us. Appreciate it very much. Former chair of the Democratic Party, Don Jorgensen, on the John C. Scott Political Forum. From the Perfection Auto Works studios, this is the John C. Scott Political Forum. I'll be back with Larry Bodine of the Democrats of Greater Tucson after these messages.
If you want news and analysis of Arizona's increasingly unhinged state and local politics with a skeptical, fact-based, and progressive viewpoint, you should be reading blogforarizona.net. Blog for Arizona is a thriving institution in Arizona's progressive politics for almost 20 years now. Blog for Arizona has authors from across the state with extensive experience and insight into Arizona's political history and culture. Find us online at blogforarizona.net, as well as Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
What organizations sponsor the news you see on TV? Do you think these sponsorships affect the news reports about their products? Do these same organizations sponsor politicians? If you recognize that our current leaders represent their own interests far more than yours, if you question the political theater you're fed every day, and if you question the approved narrative, become engaged for freedom in the Pima County Libertarian Party, no matter your political party preference.
Check out PimaLP.org or find us on Facebook. Paid for by the Pima County Libertarian Party.
Now, two great furniture stores have become one. Homestyle Galleries, formerly located at 1010 South Wilmot and 2950 West Ina Road, have moved the Wilmot store to the West Ina Road location, making the Ina Road location one of the largest and most complete pre-owned and new quality furniture and home accessory store in Arizona. Homestyle Gallery saves you thousands of dollars on Southern Arizona's finest home furnishings. Now you can turn once-loved furnishings into cash. Visit this new Homestyle Gallery store at 2950 West Ina Road. They're open 7 days a week. There's never been a home furnishings inventory like this 15,000 square feet superstore. You must visit Homestyle Gallery's one-stop location for Southern Arizona's largest savings on quality furniture. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the John C. Scott Political Forum from the Perfection Auto Works Studios. The following is a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson who are responsible for the content of this broadcast segment. Here's Larry Bodine, president of the Democrats of Greater Tucson. Hi, Larry.
Hey, John. Good afternoon.
Almost there. Just hours away from the midterms.
Yeah that's right. I'm going to be going out knocking on doors tomorrow. It'll be my fifth canvass to tell Democrats that they've got to get out and vote, because this is not about Democrats and Republicans. This election is about democracy or fascism. And the Republican candidates are extreme and dangerous. And so that's why we're having several speakers who will, in different ways, address that point. On November 7, Catherine Ripley will be speaking for at the Democrats of Greater Tucson meeting. It's a Zoom call, and it's at 12 noon every Monday. And you just go to TheDGT to register for Zoom. Now, Catherine is the chair of the Pima County Community College Governing Board. And she says that public education has to do a really fast adjustment to adapt to current events. They teach 30,000 students at the community college in a trade and technical support, technical skills, and the Republicans have crippled education in Arizona. They cut off all the support for the community college in Tucson. They took $1 billion away from grade schools and used it to expand vouchers to homeschooling and religious schools. And our public schools are ranked as the worst in the nation, no matter which way you measure it. So just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and you'll see there's a link where you can register for free. After Catherine, on November 14, we're going to have David Fitzsimmons, the Arizona Star Daily cartoonist. He's been a cartoonist and editorial writer at the Star since 1986. He's syndicated to 700 news outlets, and he'll be at thedgt.org, or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson, and sign up for the program in 2 weeks. And then finally, after the election, we'll have a chance to all get together and calm down and relax at our Drinking Democratically happy hour. That's going to be on November 19th, and the 15th, at Brother John's Beer, Bourbon, and Barbecue on Stone. It's a great place to just enjoy the camaraderie, the conversation, and the company of fellow Democrats. So one more time, just go to thedgt.org to register, or just Google Democrats of Greater Tucson. Hope to see you all there. Hope to see you there too, John.
Well, I'm gonna show up. I really will. I wish you the best, Larry Bodine. We're a better community because you get up in the morning, and congratulations on the enormous success of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who went from numbers in the dozens to the thousands, and it just wholly and almost totally your doing, and congratulations on that. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you. It's more like we're in the hundreds, but the point being, membership is at an all-time high because everybody wants to come out and hear our speakers, enjoy our programs, and come to our happy hours.
Thank you so much. Good to talk with you. Have a great weekend. Thanks for being with us.
You too. Bye-bye.
Proceeding a presentation of the Democrats of Greater Tucson, who are responsible for this content. I want to thank Mike Emery and his great sponsorship of our radio show. Have a great weekend, everybody. From the Perfection Auto Works Studios, this has been the John C. Scott Political Forum. Thanks for being with us.
Did you know that a majority of Arizonans support more funding for public education, affordable health care, and jobs that pay well? This is Larry Bodine, president of Democrats of Greater Tucson, and that's what we stand for. Activate yourself by Googling Democrats of Greater Tucson and clicking on Join Now. You'll be part of a dynamic organization of activists. Activate yourself today with Democrats of Greater Tucson.
Come on, you no-good lazy loafers. It's time to go to work.
Aw, Ma, it's hurt near midnight.
Well, you know how we operate. We wait till those that work go to bed. Then we go to work.
Yeah, but this midnight shift is getting to me.
Come on, let's get. Hey, you got the tools?
I got the skill saw right here.
Well, look at that there catalytic converter. Ain't she a beauty?
Just what the doctor ordered.
Get under and get that cat converter.
Hand me that there skill saw.
Oh, my arm!
What happened?
Dad, burn it. They had one of them there Riticats installed.
Gadgum, Perfection Auto Works. We're losing money because of them varmints.
What about my
Did
arm?
You know that the catalytic converter is the number one stolen item from cars today? At Perfection Auto Works, we offer a device called a Riticat. It protects your catalytic converter and makes it impossible for thieves to steal it. Call 323-8650 and perfectionautoworks.com.